Flaccus, how are you? Being tardy.
Hey, Gregor, buddy. I'm doing fantastic, man.
Nice. Today I want to talk about loaded movement training and how it's different from traditional linear weight training.
Yes. So basically, what you mean by loaded movement training is basically lifting weights while moving your feet, compared to lifting weights where your feet may be planted or not moving at all. So if you look at sort of traditional exercises that people have done, like, bench press, squats, shoulder presses, deadlifts, all those kind of movements, the feet are stationary. So there's no movement there whatsoever. You're basically just driving with your feet through the ground, and the force is basically being exerted upward vertically in a nice linear fashion. And so loaded movement training would be basically movements where you have weights in your arms or attached to your body through a weighted vest of some kind, and then you're basically moving through space in various positions and doing something with the object, with the barbell or the dumbbells in your arms, to perform various movements in different types of planes of motion. So the basically the question is, is one better than the other? Are there the pros and cons compared to each other? Like, what should people be doing? And it kind of has changed in the last little bit. Like, when I first started in the industry, all we did was linear-based kind of movements, the traditional stuff bodybuilders used to do. And then when functional training came around pretty well in sort of in Edmonton, basically in the late 90s, we transitioned away from that and opened up all movement-based exercises. And then after that, what happened is they said, well, people got too crazy with these movements. We're not loading the body with enough weight anymore. We got away from the basics, or we're getting too fancy with the movements. So now they're going back to what we were doing before. So it's kind of interesting how things have transitioned over the decades since I've been in the industry.
Okay, so what are the pros and cons then? I guess first of all, with the loaded movement training, I'm guessing the cons are that people d don't have the proper mobility to do it, and they end up trying to do, for instance, just a lateral lunge with a dumbbell, and then they're not balanced, and suddenly now they throw their back out because they're trying to lift that while they're in a lateral lunge position.
Yeah, that's very possible. Yeah, for sure. They may not have very good trained nervous systems, especially if they've never played sports and they've been sedentary their whole lives. So one of the big things is with loaded movement training, you get really good proprioceptive awareness. So the way to explain that is that it's the sense that your body has in its skin and in the tendons and the muscles as well, and then also just visually and with your vestibular system in your ears. If you're doing a lot of movement, if you look at a gymnast or a trampoline artist, where they're jumping in the air and they're flipping around, rotating, they know exactly where their body is in space because they've done it so many times and they're so finely tuned to their sport. If we try to do like a somersault off a diving board or something like that, you wouldn't know if you're gonna, at first, you wouldn't know if you're gonna land on your head or on your feet until your body developed that proprioceptive awareness. And that's kind of what you get from movement training with load compared to just linear weight training. And so it's really good for any kind of sports that you're doing, whatever sport you're doing, hockey, basketball, football. If you're doing movements where your feet are moving, because you are doing that in the sport, with maybe rotational exercises, like for example, a lunge with a twist or a lunge with an overhead raise and a bend of some kind, you're putting forces and torque on the body in various different angles and trying to strengthen and get those shearing forces on the tendons and the ligaments in angles that you don't get from linear weight training. And of course, you need to be able to develop a base before you go there too. So you're right about not everybody should go there. They have to develop a base, but you want to do some of that in your weight training and not just stick with all the linear stuff all the time.
Paul Plakas from Custom Fit joins us. Now, what about reverse lunge or stepping with overhead raises?
Yeah. There's lots of different things you can do to change it up. So stepping backwards is definitely a little bit more challenging than stepping forward. So for example, like running backwards, in football you have defensive backs where they probably have to do a lot of that in their training. Whereas receivers, they probably don't have to do much running backwards. They're kind of going forwards and doing a lot of cuts and angular movements, that kind of thing. So it depends on the sport that you're doing. Then you kind of maybe want to train those systems in the weight room with some load, and it can definitely have some benefit, for your body. One of the things you kind of have to build up to is, of course, is the load. When you are moving your feet, the more complex the movement is, you definitely have to sacrifice load at the beginning until you can develop neuromuscular efficiency to do the movements. So that's why if you want to develop strength, good stable movements like squats and deadlifts are still king, because you don't have to worry about so much balance. You have to make sure your posture is good, but your feet aren't moving, so that's one less thing to worry about. So if your feet are planted and you're very stable, then you can exert more force and lift more weights, which is great for strength training. But ideally, you want to get some of that strength training with the quick movement as well, too. So it's sort of sacrificing one for the other, but you kind of want to do both together in the gym.
So then what's the big pro then for the loaded movement training?
So for the movement training, yeah. So the big pro would be is to develop strength and good proprioceptive awareness in multiple angles and positions. So if you do encounter a movement in a sport where you do need to move quickly, lunge deep and bend a joint, and then you have somebody pushing or knocking you over, you have the stability, the coordination, the proprioceptive awareness to know where your body is in space and have the strength to absorb force or give force, maybe avoiding injury and also being a better athlete in your sport as well. So it really has to do with what sport you're doing, what your basic level of fitness is at and strength levels is at, and then having the trainer challenge you in these positions, not so that you're getting hurt, but also developing more efficiency and strength for your sport.
Blackus, good stuff, and we will see you on the bus on Saturday. Maybe you can do some push-ups or a little anaerobic workout before you sit on the bus.
Well, maybe you should bring a karaoke machine and I'll entertain the whole bus, everybody on the bus ride down to Calgary. Well, I'll come up with a few songs.
Entertain is a really loose-fitting word right there.
So I guess, Noah.
We'll see you on Saturday.
All right, man.